November 2021 marked something extraordinary. 4.5 million Americans walked away from their jobs in a single month. This wasn't panic, it was awakening. Melissa, a media professional who'd spent years climbing the corporate ladder, joined this exodus. Her sabbatical brought uncertainty and difficult days, yet she discovered something profound. With proper planning, you can redesign your life entirely. This mass movement, dubbed the Great Resignation, revealed a deeper truth. Millions were questioning whether their financial choices actually served their lives or merely sustained habits they'd never examined. What if the real crisis isn't economic instability, but living financially sound lives that feel emotionally bankrupt? Before making any bold move, you need brutal honesty about your financial reality. Ross, a burned-out executive in his mid-50s, dreamed of leaving corporate life but had no idea if he could afford it. The Fabulous Five framework reveals whether your dreams are fantasies or actual possibilities. First, catalog everything you own: salary, bonuses, retirement accounts, property, emergency funds. Pay attention to liquidity. That retirement account might look impressive, but can you actually access it without penalties? Don't forget expenses your employer currently covers, like health insurance, $12,000 to $15,000 annually for a healthy couple. Second, face your debts: mortgages, credit cards, loans, tax obligations. Here's a counterintuitive insight: paying off your mortgage early converts accessible cash into locked equity right when you need flexibility most. Third, evaluate your housing beyond simple calculations. That forever home might be trapping you in a life you're trying to escape. Fourth, track actual monthly spending and project future needs conservatively. Most people dramatically underestimate transition costs. Finally, account for family obligations: children's education, aging parents, relatives needing support. After gathering this data, develop three scenarios: best case, middling, and worst case. Rather than dramatic leaps, consider incremental steps. Linda left sales to pursue acting, only to discover audiobook narration was her true calling, through exploration, not revolution. Spending less can unlock dreams faster than earning more. Julie from Salt Lake City retired 9 years early at 61 by living on $2,500 monthly, even in expensive Boston. Her severance, health coverage, and $500,000 from house proceeds funded her dream relocation. The pandemic sparked a consumption reckoning. Those $750 shoes for brief TV appearances? Cutting that fashion budget to a quarter now funds more meaningful investments. MIT professor Drazen Prelick studies buying psychology, noting we deploy unconscious spending rules absorbed from parents and culture, never buying certain brands, limiting restaurant meals weekly. These invisible guidelines shape our financial lives. Transform your spending relationship with four questions. What do you truly need versus think you need? Do certain purchases trigger guilt or anxiety? When and why do you buy impulsively? How do relationships influence your spending? Blair, a corporate marketer considering a career switch, having his $140,000 salary, experimented by living on reduced income. He discovered mindless spending masked job dissatisfaction. With intentional habits, he could save $50,000 annually, proving his dream financially viable. After decades of employers holding leverage, workers have finally gained advantage. If you don't ask, you don't get, so learn to negotiate effectively. The bully framework provides structure. Button up your big ask, understand the full picture, lose the ego, sort of, leave time to practice, and don't yuck it up. Before approaching your boss, clarify what you want beyond salary: flexible scheduling, tuition reimbursement, sabbaticals, loan repayment, even bringing your dog to work. Formulate specific requests with best-case scenarios, acceptable compromises, and deal breakers. Research thoroughly by examining the employment market and mobilizing your network. People reveal more in conversation than email. Catalog all contributions, including those outside your job description. Be bold without appearing arrogant. Acknowledge what your boss has done for you, then present your case with crisp logic and data. Avoid accusatory language like, "You've been underpaying me for years." Practice thoroughly. Record yourself or role play with someone who resembles your boss. Make it realistic by dressing appropriately and arming your partner with counterarguments. David, an attorney earning $150,000, received a $200,000 offer elsewhere. By respectfully presenting the situation without ultimatums, his firm matched it. Advocating for yourself transforms your position. When navigating major changes or volatile times, smart investing balances proven strategies with calculated risks that might transform your life. Index investing works consistently despite market volatility. While individual stocks like Tesla might see dramatic gains, nobody knows which companies will perform best. Actively managed funds rarely outperform indices over long periods. During major life changes, your investments don't need constant attention. Consider allocating around 5% to speculative investments like cryptocurrency or SPACs. Taylor from Virginia Beach invested just $10,000 in Bitcoin. That sum grew to $1 million, allowing career flexibility at age 40. The key was risking only money he could afford to lose. Be cautious with company stock. Mike and Aaron accumulated $800,000 in company stock, 25% of their $3.2 million net worth. Sound strategy limits any single holding to 10% of your portfolio. If your company falters, you could lose both your job and investments simultaneously. Bonds remain essential despite rising interest rates. They reduce volatility and provide predictable returns. A 60-40 stock-to-bond portfolio yielded 9.1% annually from 1926-2020, while an all-stock portfolio returned 10.3%. That small difference acts as insurance against emotional mistakes during downturns. When considering debt reduction versus investing, focus on debt type. Pay off high-interest debt like credit cards or 6% student loans with non-retirement investments. But liquidating retirement accounts to pay off a 3% mortgage? Never. You'd sacrifice investment returns, incur tax liabilities, and lose liquidity, crucial during transitions. Tax strategies can fund major life changes during temporary income dips. When Christina lost her job, she and Steve converted $100,000 from traditional retirement funds to Roth IRAs while in a lower tax bracket, using non-retirement investments to cover the taxes, locking in rates lower than they'd face in retirement. Lower income years create capital gains opportunities. A couple whose income dropped from $150,000 to $75,000 qualified for the 0% capital gains rate on a $300,000 cryptocurrency profit, saving tens of thousands. Self-employment offers attractive tax benefits. Rachel and Larry purchased their neighbor's apartment for $300,000, spending $100,000 on renovations for dedicated office space. By keeping it separate from their living quarters, they depreciated the property and deducted renovation costs and ongoing expenses. For charitable giving, donate appreciated stock instead of cash. The charity sells it tax-free while you deduct the full value without capital gains taxes. Bunching multiple years' donations into 1 year can exceed the standard deduction threshold. Donor-advised funds provide an immediate deduction while distributing to charities gradually. For those over 70 and a half facing required minimum distributions, qualified charitable distributions direct funds to charity and avoid taxes entirely, particularly valuable when other income covers expenses. The Great Money Reset isn't just about changing your financial circumstances. It's about aligning your money with your values to create lives of greater meaning and fulfillment. Whether you're contemplating a career change, starting a business, or simply seeking more control over your time, the framework is clear. Know your numbers, challenge your spending habits, negotiate fearlessly, invest wisely, and leverage every tax advantage available. Millions are questioning whether their financial choices serve their lives or merely sustain inherited habits. Security isn't found in clinging to what you know, but in building the financial flexibility to pursue what matters. Your Great Money Reset doesn't require dramatic gestures or reckless abandon. It requires honest assessment, strategic planning, and the courage to align your financial life with your actual values rather than inherited assumptions. Start with one number, one conversation, one small shift. Your future self is waiting.